joy. As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Elizabeth and Mary, two women, an old woman and a young woman, neither should be pregnant. One is too old and one is not married. Both pregnancies are a work of God. After all, nothing is impossible for God. As the unborn John in Elizabeth senses the presence of the unborn Jesus in Mary, he leaps for joy. It's a hidden joy, an in utero joy, a joy inspired by the Holy Spirit, an internal joy, an inner joy, a pure joy born of the Spirit. You couldn't repeat it if you tried. But you may have that inner joy, that fruit of the Spirit, that joy that feeds your soul, a quiet, personal joy that God inspires. Mary's joy is different. It spills out. She sings it out. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. A waterfall of praise and gratitude birthed from within, her joy is declared for all to hear. Magnificent Magnificat. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord. Her song calls us to rejoice that God is at work, that God's mercy is for all people. She says his mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. Her song calls us to rejoice that God is there to help. She says he has filled the hungry with good things, but sent the rich away empty. Don't be sent away empty. Come, taste, and see that the Lord is good. The angel said to the shepherds, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. A quiet inner joy or a lung-busting sung-out joy? What's it to be? An inner joy or a public joy? You can have either or both with the Lord. I rejoice in God my Saviour. Or you can have no joy. What's it to be?